The Lenten season has already begun. But to keep us motivated, today's video is about 10 tips Padre Pio gave for Lent.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. Padre Pio spent a lot of time in prayer and contemplation of Holy Scripture, and Lent was an incredibly important time for him. So he decided to write down a short outline of how to get even closer to the Lord during Lent. Tip number 1. Become a spiritual warrior. Padre Pio said, "Let us not forget that we are here on earth on a battlefield and that we will receive the crown of victory only in paradise. So life here on earth is a test and the prize will be received up there. We are now in exile while our real home is heaven, which we must constantly strive for. Satan is like a lion who seeks those he can devour. Spiritual struggles are unavoidable, so we must confront them as warriors." Tip number 2. Take up the rosary. Padre Pio called the rosary his gun. The rosary is the weapon for the fight. So let us be extremely grateful to our Heavenly Mother for this gift that she gave us, a gift to love even more, to love Our Lady, to love Jesus, to love God. Through the beads of the rosary, we march closer to heaven and further from the world. Padre Pio said, "Always pray the rosary as much as you can. So hold fast to that sword, or gun if you will, and use it every day." Tip number 3. Do not be afraid of humility. Letting go of pride requires courage. Being humble is therefore courageous. Humility helps us in the spiritual warfare because it is the opposite of pride, which is the root of all sin. Padre Pio tells us, "Be humble in all things and watch carefully the purity of both heart and body, for humility and purity are the wings that carry us to God." Tip number 4. Do not expect instant success. This spiritual warfare is also a long battle, a series of battles that we must win against ourselves and the world. Let's not despair if we fall, because we can get up very easily and quickly through confession and the sacraments. Padre Pio says, "In the spiritual life, one must progress every day with a step up the vertical ladder from the bottom towards the top." Tip number 5. Don't dwell on your feelings. We must not let our feelings be the measure of whether we think we are making spiritual progress or not. This world tells us that the feeling of happiness is the feeling of success. But spiritual progress does not necessarily bring happiness here on earth. The book of Job comes to mind. Padre Pio says, "Focus your gaze firmly on him, who is the ladder in the heavenly land into which he leads you. Whether Jesus will lead us through the desert or a fragrant meadow, we only need to keep our eyes fixed on him." Tip number 6. Turn off the screens during Lent. Padre Pio tells us, "Do not think I am being too demanding when I ask of you once again to appreciate the sacred books and read them as much as possible. Spiritual reading is as necessary to you as the air that you breathe." Many of us are nowadays addicted to our smartphones, but we don't need to be constantly scrolling through social media. It's not that hard to turn off the TV. Television programs and movies are filled with anti-Christian content. It is polluting our minds and the minds of our children. Take a break from that, and instead read a book that nourishes the soul. Tip number 7. Pay more attention to the Holy Mass. Try to attend Mass more frequently during this Lent. The Mass is not there for the Lord himself, it is there for us. Have you ever gone to Mass and thought to yourself, "This was a complete waste of my time"? Probably not. Padre Pio tells us, "Renew your faith through attending Holy Mass. Concentrate on the mystery that unfolds before your eyes. In spirit, go to Calvary or Golgotha and meditate on the sacrifice offered to the divine justice, which paid the price for your and my salvation. If we only knew how much God treasures this sacrifice, then we would be willing to risk our very lives to be present at just one single Mass. Tip number 8. Be disciplined. To progress spiritually, we have to do things, and we have to be disciplined. People spend hours weekly in the gym to become fit. The same applies to spiritual growth. We must train ourselves, little by little, to become more spiritually fit, to become more holy. Make small sacrifices and stick to them. If you said no chocolate, then don't eat chocolate. Try to make those small decisions important. Every little step away from the world is a step closer to God. Padre Pio says, "Those who cling to the world remain bound by it. We have to deliberately leave it. It is better to loosen this grip of the world over us little by little than to try to do it all at once. Let us always think of heaven." Tip number 9. Don't get discouraged. Let's not get discouraged, because even the smallest good deed we do, God does it with us. Let's try to align our thoughts to be His thoughts, so that we can be encouraged, knowing that the Lord is our shepherd and not our sinful desires. Padre Pio tells us, "Let us be humble and admit that if God were not our armor and shield, then we would be overcome by every possible sin. And that is why we must always live in God, persevering in good customs and serving Him selflessly." And the final tip is, be completely faithful to the Lord. The Word of God tells us in Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will always make your path straight." Padre Pio continues this theme saying, "Let's try to serve the Lord with our whole heart and our whole will, and He will always give us more than we deserve." So let's try to take these tips seriously and better prepare ourselves for the upcoming greatest holiday of our Catholic Church, Easter. Praise be to Jesus and Mary. Father Pio, pray for us. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protect the Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of the special program, but you would like to be, then just click the link in the description to find out more. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.